I'm Mike McCurdy. The Bloomington Police Department is tracking about 200 Bloomington residents as part of two state-mandated offender registers. Bloomington Police Officer Sean Albert serves as the Bloomington Police Department's sex offender compliance officer, assigned to the neighborhood focus team. One of his duties is conducting sex offender compliance checks. He's also in charge of the two state-mandated registers. One registration is for those convicted of sex crimes. The other falls under the murderer and violent offenders against youth registration. GLT's John Norton talked with Officer Albert about the details of the registrations.
The purpose of the registration list is to, A, give information to law enforcement about where these individuals are, and B, also in the case of the sex offenders, provide information to the public as to where these individuals may be.
So is there a distinction between, say, the violent offender and the sex as to who can see the list?
There are differences in who can see the list and the fact that, take for example, the violent offender murder registration is out there for the public to see just as it is for the sex offender. But in the case where, say, a juvenile offender, for example, is adjudicated as a juvenile in juvenile court for these crimes, that list is not generally available to the public. It is available to law enforcement, and under certain other instances, we are mandated to provide it to individuals in the community, but is not published on the website for people at large to see.
If a 14 or 15-year-old is convicted as an adult for one of these crimes, are they automatically on the list?
If they are 14 or 15 years old and they take an adult conviction, they will be found on as an adult offender. Whenever you take an adult conviction versus a juvenile adjudication, you take the consequences of an adult conviction.
So it's the conviction itself, not the age.
Yes.
That's considered. What is the relation between a registration and restrictions on these people?
The restriction laws are separate from registration.
Okay.
The registration simply means they have to come and report the required items in the manner and time frame required of them. And the restrictions that most people think of, such as, say, a child sex offender entering upon a park property, residing next to a school, those are completely separate laws.
So you are required to register every so often for these lists?
Yes.
And what happens if you don't?
If you don't, you could face criminal consequences in both state or federal court in the case of a sex offender crime.
Off the top of your head, do you know what those consequences are?
All of them are felony crimes.
So that's serious. How often do you need to re-register?
At a minimum, once annually, based upon conviction. Some individuals, based upon their conviction, are required at a minimum every 90 days. And they must come in and update at other times as required. For example, if they were to update their employment, change where they were living, or some other reporting requirement had changed, they're required within 3 days of the change to come and report that as outlined under the Act.
What's the distinction of someone who has to register every 90 days compared to yearly?
People who register for 90 days typically have an aggravated crime as the conviction, and or they've received a conviction for violation of the sex offender registration in the past.
Okay, so if you're on the murderers and violent offenders against youth registration, you've been convicted of murder, not manslaughter?
Murder. You've been convicted of murder, and in the case where other crimes against children, typically like a heinous battery against a child or child abduction, you'll find those individuals.
Bloomington Police Officer Sean Albert speaking with GLT's John Norton about the various registrations required of those convicted of a sex offense, as well as those convicted of murder or a violent offense against a youth. Offenders must also pay a $100 registration fee when re-registering annually. Albert says the fee is waived for those who are homeless or indigent. It's Sound Ideas on GLT.